When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Remember those two certain things? Death and taxes. Well, this year you've been given a couple of extra days to deal with the latter. So today, let's talk about how to defy the former. Pitcher Slim Caldwell positioned the Cleveland Indians with a 2-1 lead going into the ninth inning of a 19-19 game against the Athletics. Then something hit him, a bolt of lightning. Now, history says that, luckily, Caldwell survived the shock. And when he was revived, he finished the game to pick up the victory. In April of 2009, on a battlefield in Afghanistan, British soldier Private Leon Willie Wilson was being described as the luckiest in the British Army. A bullet whirred through his helmet, but missed his head by 2 millimeters. The near-fatal impact knocked Private Wilson to the ground, but otherwise left him without a mark. "It shook me up, but there's not much else you can do but get up and get on with the job you're out here to do," said the dedicated fighter to BBC reporters. Wilson was back on duty within an hour of the incident. Historians and mainstream media may call it luck, but the reality is that there's something even more amazing. There are unseen hands that guard and guide our lives, and we're fools to give anything else the credit. Be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living, wrote the psalmist in Psalm 116:6. Sometimes the Lord provides miraculous intervention, like guiding a bullet or lessening the impact of a lightning bolt. Often, His invisible protection is less dramatic, but just as astounding. When He rescues us from danger we thought harmless, it is incredible and quite believable that we are in the palm of a Heavenly Father and regularly spared, especially when it comes to farming. In the height of long days of planting or harvesting, farmers especially need our prayers. Split-second decisions around belts and blades, fuel and chemicals can mean the difference between life and death. In those moments, it may seem a mystery how often they are protected without ever realizing. But I'm pretty confident the mystery is unmasked by country women on their knees. From sunup to sundown, they stand in the gap and continually mention those hardworking men to God. We may never fully understand His ways, but there is nothing else we can do except get on with the job that we are out here to do and be thankful for those who are back at the house praying us through. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.